Welcome to our Healthy Living Podcast, brought to you by Balancing Life's Issues in partnership with Cal CPA Health. I'm Diane Pulley-Blank. By profession, I'm an exercise physiologist. I've been very active in the health and wellness field for a long time. It's been like over 25 years. I was an associate professor at Barnard College in Manhattan. I also was the general manager of a very large health club in Westchester County. And now I get to work in corporate wellness, and I present a lot of webinars, seminars on health, wellness, and I guess a few business topics also. And I'm very pleased you joined me today. We're going to talk about the journey to healthy habits. But before we get into that, what does health really mean? Well, Merriam-Webster Dictionary has this to say. It's the state of being free from illness or injury, and that's all they say. That just kind of seems to fall short, right? Then the World Health Organization takes a somewhat broader view. They say a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. And that kind of makes sense to me. But then, you know what? Britannica takes it even farther, and it says the extent of an individual's continuing physical, emotional, mental, and social ability to cope with his or her environment. And that's the one that I think says it all. And you know, I truly do believe that deep down, most of us would like to achieve this particular state of health. And I also know many of us struggle with living a healthy lifestyle. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to begin. We don't know how to take that first step to get there. And you know what? We live really, really healthy lives. We face a lot of challenges. We have busy schedules, family commitments, financial constraints, misinformation. And those are just a few of the barriers we face in our quest to live a healthy lifestyle. And I know it can seem overwhelming. We just end up discouraged and we either revert back to or continue what we've always done because it's easier, it's safer, and it feels so comfortable. Have you ever told yourself, I'm going to start, pick one of these, eating right, exercising, journaling, meditating, getting enough sleep, drinking more water, whatever it is, tomorrow? And what happens? Either it's always tomorrow, which in reality never comes, or your good intention has fallen by the wayside by the day after tomorrow. I often hear, you know, I don't have time, I don't know what to do, it's just too much, I can't afford. We put barriers up and then we can't figure out how to get around them. Think of what you tell yourself. How do you derail your own good intentions? So let's be honest, this journey is most likely going to require some behavioral change. I can hear you now. I tried before, wasn't able to do it, it doesn't work for me. Well, you know what? Let's just admit it. Change is not easy, but it doesn't have to be self-defeating either. Let's take a moment and look at the psychology of behavior change. Behavioral psychology gives us insight into why we resist change, even when we know it's good for us, and how we can help ourselves to make better choices. And you know what? It all starts with our brains. We all have comfort zones. They are real, and they're very, very powerful. Your brain's primary job is to keep you safe, and it sees change as a threat, even if the change is positive and healthy. So starting something new, even if it's good for you, is uncomfortable and even scary. So you know, we often are our own worst enemies. Have you ever found yourself thinking of, oh yeah, I really want to, but, well, here's the thing. Most people know what to do. The challenge is all the barriers and excuses that we tell ourselves. The number one excuse is, I'm too busy. Yes, we all live busy lives. Did you know each and every one of us has 1,440 minutes in each and every single day? You can add in healthy moments very easily. If you've got 5 minutes, you can take a walk. While your coffee brews, take a stretch. Waiting for your computer to restart? Squats, drink a glass of water. It's not that we're really too busy. It's that we don't make it a priority. And then there's the, oh, I'm too tired. I don't have the energy. So contrary to what you may believe, taking a nice brisk walk for 5 minutes restores your energy more than a nap or a cup of coffee. And then add a glass of water, just watch your energy soar. So here's the sneaky one. If I can't do it perfectly, I'm not even going to bother. Healthy living isn't an all or nothing game. It's a bunch of small choices that add up. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be consistent. Think of the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, you're healthy. 20% of the time, you just enjoy life's little joys. So have that piece of cake. What's your excuse? One thing I will guarantee you is that you're not going to overhaul your life in a week. Here's the truth. Healthy living isn't an overnight sprint. It's a journey. And like most journeys, it's not always pretty. It's not always smooth. But if you keep moving, you're going to get there. Think baby steps, small wins. These will keep your brain engaged. They'll take away the scariness and reduce that feeling of just being overwhelmed. Start small and build gradually. Want to start exercising? Start with 5 jumping jacks. Can't do that? Start with 5 minutes of just walking around. Want to eat healthier? Have a piece of fruit with your coffee break rather than that Danish. Want to get more sleep? 10 minutes earlier, bedtime. And then gradually you will want to do more because your brain becomes engaged. Your brain is going to feel much safer when it's small and when it's manageable. And how about you stop focusing on outcomes? We always focus on the outcome. Start thinking about who you are. What's your identity? What does that mean? Rather than obsessing that I want to lose 10 pounds, I have to lose 10 pounds, how about you tell yourself, I'm someone who takes care of my health? Think of it this way. Behavior follows identity. And the more you act like a healthy person, the more your brain says, hey, yeah, that's who I am. And acting like a healthy person, more often than not, will get you going on the right track. So let's look at some things you can do to maybe kickstart your healthy identity. Habits. We all have them, right? Those routines, those actions we do regularly, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. Some are good, some are not so good. Let's explore how to develop healthy habits one step at a time. And these habits will absolutely influence your healthy identity. Have you heard of habit stacking? The idea here is to stack or add a new habit onto something you already do automatically. For instance, I am willing to bet you brush your teeth in the morning. Good healthy habit. What if you added a new habit to this one that you already do? Brush your teeth and then do 5 push-ups. You can do standing push-ups right at the sink. The exciting thing is that you don't have to add a healthy habit to another healthy habit. You can add a healthy habit to anything that you habitually do. Maybe you absolutely have to check Insta first thing in the morning. What if you drank a glass of water before you start scrolling? Not a hard thing to do. And as you do this every morning, that is going to become your habit. You've just stacked a healthy habit on top of a habit you're already doing and started your day on a high note. Can you add a healthy habit to your shower time? Most of us shower pretty much daily. Maybe this is the perfect time to stack a breathing exercise. How about maybe 5 up to 10 rounds of square breathing, where you breathe in through your nose for a count of 4, hold for a count of 4, breathe out through your mouth for a count of 4, and hold for a count of 4. If you try placing your hand on your belly and feel your belly rise as you inhale and fall as you exhale and fall as you exhale, that would be perfect. Not only does this breathing exercise reduce stress, it increases focus and it gives you energy. What a great habit to start off your day. Now, a few more suggestions while your coffee brews. How about a few squats? Before you get dressed, stretch for 30 seconds when you sit down to watch Netflix. Bring a glass of water with you. Habit stacking is actually very easy and a great way to enhance your healthy me identity. So let me ask you this. Have you ever set a huge health goal and then just got overwhelmed before you even got started? Like deciding you're going to run a marathon, but truth is, you get winded walking from your car to your house. Here's the secret. You don't have to take giant leaps to get healthy. You need what are called micro goals. Tiny, easy wins that stack up to really big results. They're small, they're specific, and they're realistic actions you can do right now without really overthinking it. So what do they do for you? First of all, they're doable. So you actually start. It's that brain thing. They're not scary. They build momentum. They build confidence. They create habits without the all or nothing pressure. They form your healthy identity. Maybe you've attempted what are called BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals. Oh, I'm going to write the great American novel. I'm going to run New York City Marathon. I'm going to become a chef and open a high-end clean eating restaurant. And what happens? It's hard. And so it gets dropped by the wayside. What if you took your BHAG and cut it down several notches? Rather than write the great American novel, write one sentence in a journal. Rather than the marathon, how about you walk to the corner? Your restaurant? Prepare some overnight oats for your breakfast so you've got them in the morning. You can see these are not big changes. They're very small baby steps. And the easy wins, which easily add up to great results. And you can start that today. Pick one micro goal. Attach it to something you already do. Gosh, that's habit stacking, right? Track your progress. Even a check mark on a sticky note works. And then celebrate when you actually do it. And then, you know what? There's what we actually believe about ourselves. Our beliefs form the lens from which we view our health and our lifestyle. If we believe, I'm just not an active person, we're less likely to even try to get out to exercise. If we believe, I can't change, it's too late for me, I just can't do it, we stop looking for opportunities. Healthy choices often require challenging beliefs that we may have held for a long time. Beliefs that they're too hard, they're not worth it, or they're not for someone like me. Identity-based beliefs. I am someone who eats well versus I am someone who struggles with food. Those shape our daily decisions. And very often, our social and cultural beliefs are what influence our lifestyle. Family traditions, cultural norms, social circles reinforce healthy or unhealthy patterns. Growing up in a family where every celebration centers on high-calorie foods can make it harder to break this habit. Unless we consciously create new traditions. If the people we associate with are healthy and active, most likely we are going to be too. Take a moment to consider how your social and cultural environment influences the choices that you make. Now, let's close with a short discussion on journaling. You know, we hear how great it is very often. Do you journal? A lot of people go, oh, I've tried it, but I really can't get there, right? If you want to begin, here are some thoughtful prompts to get you started. What's one healthy choice I made today? Just write it down in a journal. When I picture my healthiest self, what is one habit that I have? What's one thing I am grateful to my body for today? Journaling is a wonderful way to express yourself and to dig deeper to help with your healthy identity. As we said, start small, maybe write one or two thoughts. You don't have to pen a dissertation. And you don't need to be a different person to live a healthier life. You just need to make different choices. Consistently, start small, stay curious, and keep going. So thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by Balancing Life's Issues in partnership with Cal CPA Health. I'm Diane Pulley Blank, and I hope you will join me for the next episode, Heart in Motion, Cardio and Lifelong Longevity. Let's explore movement as medicine together.